Church, what a delight it is to be in your midst this morning. Good morning again. Bonjour, buenos dias a todos. I need to acknowledge this morning and give thanks to Pastor Jamie for inviting me to fill in while she's away. We travel many roads together, and it is a delight to always share a moment of conversation, a moment of prayer in the sisterhood of spreading the good news for justice. But I also need to recognize the clouds of witnesses that have come before us in this historical church that some of you know so well, but for some who are visiting for the first time, I really encourage you to take the tour. We are truly standing on amazing shoulders who have been visionaries in our American Baptist life. And it is a delight to be in their midst. They are our clouds of witnesses. I also come, church, in peace. I bring you God's peace. I bring you greetings from the executive minister from Massachusetts, Reverend Mary Day Miller, and also the Mission Works Planning Committee. Some of you might not be aware that our two regions have been collaborating now for a few years in planning an annual missions conference, and it usually happens in the fall. And it truly is a wonderful event. So I encourage you this coming October to perhaps go up to Leominster, Massachusetts, and celebrate mission, celebrate what we're about as American Baptists. And it's wonderful that God has seen fit to join two regions, two by two, to spread and celebrate God's joy in mission. It is truly biblical. Jesus sent the disciples two by two to spread the good news and welcome the strangers and feed the hungry. Thank you for holding that flame of mission in New England with us in Massachusetts. But I also see that we did not need any light, any other bright lights this morning, because truly your light is shining so brightly right now. Did you notice it? I encourage you to turn to a neighbor and witness your neighbor's bright light for half a second. Turn to your neighbor. Acknowledge the light. I can see that the transformation is already happening. Maybe you already, God had already given the sermon that he laid on my heart to you, because the question for us this morning is, are you shining your light? And you truly stepped in, shining that light of God. So I just ask that you bear with us and continue to open your heart, your ears, and your soul to receive God's anointing. God has a little bit more wisdom to share with us this morning. And I truly pray that you will leave this place differently. You will not leave as you stepped in, but truly transform by having been touched by a word, by a music, by a prayer, by your neighbor acknowledging you this morning in your pews. Our Redeemer, our Creator, our Lord and Savior is in our midst. Did you notice the presence? Did you notice the whisper? Did you notice the light? I have to say, church, that today's scripture that we have to reflect on comes after a powerful passage that is often referred to as the Sermon on the Mount. And it is familiar to some of us, right? I am the type of preacher that is a call and feedback. So it's okay to say amen. It's okay to stomp. It's also okay to nod. Amen. Thank you, my sister. It's okay to and respond right back. But in the silence of the sacred place, it is okay. So however you feel that God is nudging you, however you feel that God is really whispering in you, respond. It's all good. Because your brothers and sisters are right here with you. So preachers often do a Bible series with the Sermon on the Mount. We have 9 blessings, 9 proclamations that Jesus uttered in that sermon. And it can be in a Bible study as well. But there are 9 truths that Jesus started with, blessed. So I ask you today, are you feeling blessed? We are gathered because Jesus has called us to be the followers. Jesus has touched us as no one could. Jesus called the disciples 2,000 years ago, but Jesus has called each one of us here to elevate our talents and skills in His name. Jesus showed the way to the disciples 2,000 years ago. And in Matthew chapter 4, we see how Jesus calls each disciple by name. He said, Linda, come and follow me. John, come and follow me. Michael, come and follow me. Peter, come and follow me. For greater transformation. And as he was calling the disciples, as he was calling us and is calling us, he was calling the disciples to transform ordinary fishermen into fishers of men and women. He was asking them to trust that he would teach them about biblical truth, to trust that he would heal, to trust that he would show them how to serve better. In other words, Jesus was doing what we are calling today discipleship classes. He was the traveling discipleship missionary. He was the traveling discipleship teacher. And he went all over Samaria and Galilee and Jerusalem teaching, ministering, healing. In other words, we can say that, you know, that with the discipleship class, they were Rhodes Scholars of visiting professors, or better yet, regional missionaries. And in Jesus' time, the classrooms were the streets. The students they would encounter along the roads were the Jews and the Gentiles, the beggars and the clerics. And Jesus began his ministry by teaching and showing and walking in the streets. Crowds were following him because they were moved. They were transformed. He was teaching, he was touching, he was healing the sick. The sick physically, the sick spiritually. And then as he journeyed, we can assume that he was seeing all sorts of ills in the towns and cities that they traveled. He was encountering truth and questionable statements. He was challenged by leaders in the temples, but yet he remained obedient to his call, his purpose on earth, to preach, to teach, to heal, minister to the sick and widows, to touch the untouchables, to speak truth to injustices, to clothe the naked and feed the hungry. Church, Jesus modeled for us urban ministry. He modeled for us outreach. He modeled for us missional work. Do you see that parallel that we read in Matthew 25, verses 35 to 46? When we are called as a people of God, a people of faith, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, and give shelter to the lost. Jesus did it before us. He modeled it. So are we ready to do likewise? He also reminded the disciples in the last chapter in the Gospel of John, John 21, when he elevated Peter, to remember the lambs and the sheep, but to remember them in a special way, to love the lambs and care for the sheep. And he's asking us today, in light of what we are just living in our country, to go and love the ones who are detained. They are our brothers and sisters. That is the preamble of our scripture for today. And let me read the scripture verses again. And as I read them, let them soak in your spirit and visualize whom shall you be the light for? Whom shall you be the light to? Whom shall you hold the light? You are the light of the world. A city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Please turn to your neighbor, church, and say, you are the light. Can you imagine trying to hide a light? Trying to hide you? Can you imagine trying to hide you under the bowl, under a desk? Now we know our children, our grandchildren like to play hide and seek, but it's only temporary because they want to be found just like you and I. They don't want to stay hidden. So God's message cannot stay hidden. Light pushes darkness away. Light brings to the surface hidden elements. Light gives us a clear path to follow. Light guides the planes where to land. Light warns the ships of danger of what is underneath. You and I, the body of Christ, are walking miracles of God's light, of God's transformation. We are the guiding light for others. You and I cannot be hidden. And like the disciples of yesterday, we shine the God colors of inclusion. By our walk, by our talk, by our hands of service, We are showing the face of God to others. We are made in God's image. So people, church, we cannot stay hidden. We have been called to carry forth the message of mercy, the message of hope, the message of grace, the message of love. And the time is now, church, to dust off our shoes, to pick up our courage, and be the living church of God. We have been called, each one of us, to be the fruit of the Spirit in all of our walks. Not just on Sunday, or maybe on the first Wednesday of every month when we have signed up to volunteer at a soup kitchen. We have been called to be the fruit of the Spirit every day. We have been called to show love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control all the time. Remind your neighbor and say, all the time. When do we show the fruit of the Spirit, church? All the time. God has given us free will. Amen? Are you willing to shine your light all the time? Are you choosing to shine your light of peace and faith all the time? The disciples 2,000 years ago chose to follow Jesus, to love the lambs and care for the sheep, to be the church on the hill and shine their lights of truth, their lights for truth, their lights of truth, not of alternate statements. The disciples chose to live the parable of the Good Samaritan that we read in Luke 10. Let us not, none of us here gathered today, to be like the Levites or the Pharisees and others who passed on by the hurt ones on the road. Let us shine that light. Let us show the fruit of the Spirit and be good Samaritans today. Are you ready, church, today to be good Samaritans? Are you ready to show the light of joy, peace, faith, goodness, patience today? I ask you, your neighbor is asking you, the stranger that you might have walked in this today is asking you, the stranger by the byway is asking you. So I say in closing to you today, church, today is a good day to be the church community in the marketplace, in the bayous of New Orleans, in the refugee camps of Beirut, to be part of the global faith community, extending our lights to others, to stand not just on top of the hill, but to stand all along the sides of the hill, up and down, along the highways, byways, bus terminals, airports, train stations, and guiding everyone to sacred spaces, to safe spaces, to safe havens, to sanctuaries of peace, hope, and love. Church, today, God is inviting you to lift up public ministry, missionary work, and spreading the good news of the gospel with your hands and your feet. Today, church, hiding our light under a bow is like staying silent when you should speak. It is like turning our heads when we witness injustices for our brothers and sisters. Today's scripture, verses 14 through 16 in Matthew 5, is asking all of us, to shine our light as we welcome the stranger, heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and show love, to show Christ's love. So I ask you again, are you willing to join all other Christ followers to lift up dignity, respect, love for our neighbors? Blessed are you for your light that shines all around the world. Blessed are you, peacemakers. Blessed are you, the meek. Blessed are you who dare to stand up and show God's beautiful colors of inclusion. So let us stand, church. Let us stand, Christ followers. Let us stand for justice. Let us stand for truth. Let us stand for love. Because Jesus, our Lord and Savior, stood for each one of us and died on the cross so that today we can love. Today we can reach a neighbor and say, I notice you. I see you. I welcome you. This is the word of the Lord. Let us reflect in silence.